Wildcat legend Joe Salovea is back with Arizona football as the program's new associate head coach and defensive line coach. First of all, welcome back, Coach.
Oh, man, great to be back.
Could you walk us through the conversation that you had with Coach Brennan and ultimately what led to your decision to come back to Arizona football?
Well, it really came out of nowhere. It was unexpected, and I think the conversation was pretty straightforward, you know. Obviously, the opportunity to be back at the alma mater is a big one for me. And at this point in my coaching career, it's one of the few places that I hold close to my heart. And for what they've given me, this program given a lot into my upbringing and my development. And certainly it was a proposition that it was going to be hard to turn down, and so truly grateful.
I'd love if we could dive into your football journey, starting at the beginning. When did you fall in love with the sport of football?
You know, I was a late bloomer, late starter. Obviously, baseball was my first love. Grew up in American Samoa, and actually came over to the States. We were down in, we brought an all-star baseball team to play a summer ball down in California. But I ended up being a one-way ticket, lived with my relatives, aunt, uncle in Oceanside, San Diego. And that's where I really pretty much got recruited out of. After my first year of baseball, coach saw this tall, lanky kid, and he knew the inner workings of Polynesian families. He went to the auntie and got the green light for me to play, and the rest was history. But you know, never would thought, you know, that would equate to getting a scholarship to college, and then after college, those things. So truly a surreal moment and journey.
Yeah, speaking of the recruiting process, during that time period for you, what was it about Arizona that sold you?
The people, the relationship, Coach McDuff. Larry McDuff was the primary recruiter. Obviously, Coach Rich Ellison, but then my relationship with Coach Dick Tomey, you know. And it was a trifecta, Coach Aquina, Hammersmith, everybody that was involved. It really just, outside of having a cousin already on the team, Pulu Pomele, the late Pulu Pomele, rest his soul, they really made it sort of an easy process. And I was able to have a chance to visit here and saw the layout, the academic piece, those things. At the time, Dr. Kathleen Gabriel was running the academic piece for the football team. So all those things kind of lined up, and it was really those are the things that really mattered in my process and made me take the leap in being a Arizona Wildcat.
Coach Brennan consistently talks about the impact that Coach Tomey had on him in his coaching career. For you, having played under him and then coached under him at San Jose State, what kind of impact has he had on you as a coach?
Just being a good person. Coach had a true heart of gold for people. We had some rough on the edges guys, teammates in the locker room, and he still was able to see the good in those folks. And those are some of the things that I tried to impart in my teaching, and being present and being there for the student athletes and our guys in the room. And Coach was far beyond the X and O's. And I was able to have that relationship with Coach when I left Arizona, got into the NFL, and I was able to bounce things off of him and some things that I was working through, and then obviously transition to the coaching. He was really that voice of reasoning that I was able to have at my disposal to run things by, to come over and evaluate my performance. That was critical for me because he gave unfiltered review. And I've always asked him to be blunt with me, to be honest with me, what I can do better, so that I can be effective in teaching these young men. It's not because I play the game. It's how can I regurgitate and be able to lay out the material so that our players are able to grasp it and allow them to play fast and play freely. It's hard to play cut loose football when you're not comfortable, when you're not understanding of what you're doing. And so those are the things truly miss about Coach.
So Coach Tomey established the Polynesian Pipeline for Arizona, and that's obviously still an important piece of this program. How do you look to continue that?
You know, it starts with building trust. You got to really know the family, get to know the family. Not just the primary family, but the uncles, the aunties, the cousin, and the many distant relatives. But I think it's the trust. You know, the one thing that the Polynesian culture is all about, can I trust that you're going to take care of my son? And, you know, I've having the opportunity to play for Coach and saw what Coach and his staff did and established was tremendous. And because those guys, I was a part of that, it helped elevate the program. The one thing, hallmarks of Polynesian athletes, because it's a cultural component, is loyalty and a warrior mentality. Those are the things that you don't have to tell us to go. If anything, you want to tell them to slow down, you know. But, you know, I think you can have an opportunity to truly garner some of those athletes on the islands. And it works well. It fits well for what this program was founded upon. You know, I mentioned it before. It was a blue-collar operation. We came, we showed up, and we knew that there was work to be done, and we did it with a smile. Now, having ventured off when I got into coaching, I'm just really grateful that Mike Leach, and it was so funny that our new offensive coordinator played for Coach, but he afforded me the opportunity to recruit the Islands. And so I was really grateful to be able to sign a handful of Polynesian athletes up at Washington State. All of those guys graduated. And some of those guys went on to play the NFL. Some of those guys are still playing to this day. So the development piece is not a by word of mouth. You have to truly assess. You have to cultivate. You have to develop. You have to get on the grass, and you have to teach all those things. And so what made us be able to have the effective results that we had over the years in my journey was, you know, is that the development part. And everybody talks of development until it's time to show it. And that's why you're having a lot of issues with some of these athletes. They're saying they want to be developed, but that's not a leading candidate or component in their decision. And before they know it, you know, they're getting in the portal because they feel like those expectations haven't been met, you know. So I think here now at Arizona, if you want opportunity and be developed and pushed, this is the place. And the greatest thing about here is it's not a busy town, that you'll have all the amenities that you need. This wonderful building and everything, these weren't there for us, but we made it happen, those things. So it's all about perspective, the perspective of gratitude, the heart of gratitude, being grateful for the opportunity to be here. And you want to be here. Otherwise, it's not going to work, because we work, you know. And those are the things I'm so excited to be able to get on the road and start recruiting and visit some of these households here.
When you think about your time playing for the Wildcats, I know you obviously had a ton of great memories on the field, but what is the top memory that you made off of it?
You know, I think just being honored to be a part of the Desert Swarm era. It was just the mystique of the standard of playing elite defense. And we, at the time, well, there were a couple other outfits, you know, obviously Miami and the lore of what they have built there. The Palouse Posse from Washington State with Mike Price and those guys. I mean, our conference, SC, UCLA. And so we truly was, for me, it was just, I was so grateful that I was able to catch that part of the latter part of that era, because of the way we attacked the game, the way we saw the game and the competition. It's just the collective effort, the unified effort that everybody had. And that's the spirit of something really that I was truly honored to be a part of.
We're so glad to have you back. We know that you're going to bring that spirit to the D-line and defense here at Arizona football. Thank you for your time today, Coach Salavea.
I'm glad to be here. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of hard work and sweat and bumps and bruises, but man, it's going to be great.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Bear down.
Bear down.